We make a big deal out of meditation. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. We make a big deal out of meditation. Here at the University of Healing, we define meditation as to think about, straight out of the dictionary. To think about, to meditate upon, to think about, to meditate over, to think about. Thoughts going through our mind, thoughts going through our attention, thoughts going through our inner individual beingness. To meditate upon something means to think about something. Do you know, can you tell me one fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a second when you're not thinking about something? We are always thinking about something. We always have some thoughts going through our mind. We always have some ideas, some creative imagination, some wisdom, some thoughts going through our mind, and these thoughts that are going through our mind are taking our time and taking our attention and taking our thinking, and then they can flit, gone like a flash. They can be gone so quickly, and we say, what happened? I thought I was thinking about that thought. Well, and what was the thought I was thinking about? And how quickly we forget it, too. We can be right in the middle of a conversation, and someone says something, and it makes us think of something, and so we wait until they finish talking, and then we forget what we were going to tell them. And it was so important, it was so significant, it was so important to that particular topic that they were discussing. And yet, that thought was just for us. It went through our mind like a flash, and in and out and over and done, and it did not need to be told any further. We meditate upon things constantly in our life. We meditate upon hundreds and thousands and millions and billions and zillions. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. An infinite number of things we meditate upon every single day of our life. And as we meditate upon these things, we think some are important and some are not. Well, let me assure you, anything that you or I think about is important. Anything that we meditate upon is important. For us to give our attention to anything means that it is important. Can you imagine any creator saying to itself that one thought or another in its thought system is not as important as another? Can you imagine a creative being saying of itself that? I can't. For me, every single thought I think is tremendously important. It's not important that other people know about it. It's not important that I act upon it or that I bring it forth or bring it out in my daily experience, but it's that I think it. That's the important thing. For to think it and have thought it is to have done it. And if I choose to manifest it in my relative world, in my physical world, that's okay too. But even there, by the time whatever thought I think is done being thought, it will probably come out quite different from what I had originally thought it. And I will forget how I originally thought it because I'll now be thinking about it in its illumined attitude or its enlarged or moved into a greater area of beingness. It's just wonderful. So, we have thoughts, we have meditations, and thoughts and meditations. We have meditations that we think about every moment of our life. Some of the meditations we have do not even break our conscious awareness. Some of the meditations we have do not even come into our conscious presence. We don't even say, ah, so, oh yeah, oh, I see, yeah, aha. And they just flash through our mind as quickly as can be because they are ever so fast. They are ever so fast. We have not the capacity to recognize the quickness that with which thoughts pass through our mind, with which we meditate. These things on which we meditate are so vital, so dynamic, so quick, so fulfilled, and so marvelous that we just cannot begin to imagine how wonderful it is. Now think about it. Think about it. Think about if you had the ability in your human mind to be aware of the allness of which you are and I am, you could not be thinking in the human mind. The human mind does not have in its understanding of itself the capacity to be aware of allness. The human mind does not have the capacity to be aware of the many possibilities of thought that are passing through its awareness, that are passing through its meditation. And if you could look at your meditation, now you look at a motion picture and you see it from beginning to end, and then after it's over you say, now I wonder what they meant by this, or I wonder what this was meant, or what was the intention of this here, and what's the intention of that. Now, for all purposes, you can go and watch the movie again and say, oh yeah, I understand more of it now. Then you watch it again, you say, oh yeah, I understand more of it now, and you watch it again. Each time you watch it, you have your awareness open. You're meditating on different aspects of the movie, because some of the aspects were quite clear in the beginning, and those that were not so clear, those you watched for. Those you watched for how they were developed and how they were brought forth. And you went through it four or five times, if you really had confusion or really had interest in what was going on. So then, after you finished that, you said, huh, okay, that's interesting. You want to see it again? No, I've had it. I know it and well enough. I know more points in it that I need to have brought forth to me. And so our meditation is vast, significant, or very minimum. It all depends on what we want to do with it. If you're an architect and you're designing a building, you first will find out who wants the building. Maybe you want the building. Maybe you'd like to see it done. And so you just go and create this masterpiece, and then you go out and you find someone who would like to sponsor it into being. And usually it's someone who has an idea that they tell you, and then you have to work within the imagination of the individual who brought it to you. You have to work within their meditation schemes and understand what they intended and what they planned and how they are looking forward to it. And largely, people will bring an idea to an architect and they say, I want a 3, 4, 5-bedroom house. I want these wonderful additions to it. I want these extra blessings to it. And so you design it according to your understanding. And then the people say, oh, no, I wanted this or that. And you say, oh, okay. You don't say, you stupid person, why didn't you tell me that in the beginning? Because you know that they had it in their mind, but they did not. They just instantly thought you had in your mind exactly what they thought they had in their mind, because they were thinking it so completely. But they tell you. And so then you draw it into your plan. And then they say, that's close, but now this here and that there, and with a few little changes, yeah, that's more like what I had in mind. That's more like what I had in mind. And then when the builder comes along, the builder has his limitations. He has his program. And so he builds it according to his understanding. And the architect stands over the builder to make sure the builder builds it according to the architect, and the creator, the original person for whom it is being built, stands over all and looks at it and says, hey, I hadn't planned on doing that inside. You see, the architect not only has the outside, which the person who originally thought it had in mind, but he has the inside, and he has all of the legality of it, all the wiring and the plumbing and the sewage activities that are necessary for the city rules or the county rules or just good building rules. And the person who's designing this, or that is who thought it up first, the person who's a dreamer, the person who was meditating on it and came up with the idea, that person, if that person really did a good job and really meditated upon it well, that person would bring that meditation forth into the mind of the architect and let the architect reveal what they had in mind. They would give a little scenario to the architect and say, this is what I want to feel when I go into my building. This is how the attitude I want my building to speak to the world. This is the concept that I want to present of myself in creating this building. This is the service this building is going to offer to its tenants. This is the service the building is going to offer to my company that'll use the majority of the building. The rest of it will rent out. And as our own organization grows and grows and grows, then we'll stop renting it out to other people and we'll take over those offices ourselves and just expand and expand and expand until eventually we have the entire building for our company. And then, at that time, we'll be ready to build even yet a newer and grander and more glorious building representing the new aspect of our company in its grandness and its wonderful quality of magic and marvelous design and creativity. Oh yes, it's a never-ending story. But meditation is a never-ending game that you and I are playing every moment of our life. And we meditate upon things and we may never bring that out in the open. We may never mention it, but we meditate on it, and it's very real to us. And then we go on to other things and other things and other things until we have maybe 100 different ideas we're meditating on, and then someone strikes a match or sparks us to the original or an earlier meditation, and instantly we're back in that meditation, seeing it now with the eyes of more meditation that we have done. And we embellish it and make it even more beautiful in our minds, our hearts, and in reality, because we thought about it, because we meditated on it, because we gave it the opportunity to matriculate and become something very, very significant in our life. Meditation is something that we all do, and we all do it constantly. And we want to say we want to stop and sit and meditate. We want to stop and stop all outer things and meditate. Well, that's another type of meditation. Nothing wrong with it, but it's not the truth of meditation. Meditation is that instant expression, that instant awareness in our mind of some thought being revealed, some thought being brought forth as an apparent reality for only an instant, perhaps, and then we go on to other things, or perhaps longer than an instant. But the meditation is to think upon, and that's what I do, and that's what you do, and I am aware of it, and you are aware of it too. I love you. I love you. I love you.